Buffalo Bills Combine coverage is presented by Napa Auto Parts. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store for Napa know-how and all your car care needs.
Day one of the NFL Combine, and it was an afternoon of two position groups the Bills could be paying close attention to come draft weekend in May. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And the NFL Combine is underway here in Indianapolis. And Murph, the tight ends and offensive tackles were the flavor of the day, but head coach Doug Marrone also addressed the media.
Yeah, he did, Chris, and he addressed really one of the more pressing issues the Bills have to decide between now and March 3rd. Jarris Byrd, the Pro Bowl safety, is getting set to become an unrestricted free agent after playing under the franchise tag last season for the Bills. Coach Marrone said he's made his recommendations to Buffalo's football brain trust, and the ball is now in their court.
I told Jarris, I said, I have nothing but great things to say, and I have nothing but great things to recommend. And then now that goes to, you know, to Doug. It goes to Doug Whaley, and then it goes to management. And then, you know, they try to come up with something and try to, you know, see what's best for both parties. But I love him. I really do. He did an outstanding job for us.
Marrone was also asked about the state of their tight end position, and the Bills head coach expressed an interest in re-signing Scott Chandler to get him back in the fold.
Hopefully we can get Scott back. I think Scott did a heck of a job for us. So, you know, he's in the same situation that Jarris is in, you know, as far as what happened. I talked to Scott after the year. I thought he did a great job. I thought he's a guy that, you know, tries to lead well, does everything that we ask of him. I'm hoping that he decides to come back. I really do.
If the Bills are unable to get a deal done with tight end Scott Chandler, tight end could become a position of need. North Carolina's Eric Ebron is considered the cream of the crop here at the Combine, drawing comparisons to San Francisco 49ers tight end Vernon Davis when it comes to speed, athleticism, and playing ability. There have been some questions, though, about whether Ebron is going to be able to block effectively.
Every team wants a complete tight end, an all-purpose tight end, not one that can just run down the seam and catch passes. They want a guy that can block, too. So I tell them that I've been working hard on it, and which I have, and that I'm not bad at it, which everyone thinks, but we'll see.
An influx of youth at offensive tackle is also a perceived need for the Bills, and this year's class is deep at the position, with three edge protectors forecast to come off the board in the top 10. Buffalo, with the 9th overall pick, figures to get a look at one of them, whether it's Auburn's Greg Robinson, Texas A&M's Jake Matthews, or Michigan's Taylor Lewan.
Greg Robinson and Jake Matthews, they're great players. I've seen them play. They're awesome. As far as selling myself as a player, is like I've been saying, I'm a consistent player that plays through the whistle regardless. Whether, you know, it's injuries, whether it's anything, I'm going to play through it no matter what. Anything that happens, I'm here to play for the team. I'm a team player through and through.
Being considered a polished player, you know, someone who's done a lot and played well, you know, I take that as a big honor, you know. But at the same time, I still feel like there's a lot I can get better at. So definitely wouldn't say that I'm, you know, at my peak. I think there's still a lot more I can learn, a lot more I can get better at. So all those things, you know, stuff that's motivating me, and I'm just trying to come out here and put up good numbers and, you know, prove that, you know, I am capable of being the best lineman here.
Well, Murph, the deep tackle class makes one wonder if they'll try to get one of the best players at the top of the board in round one or wait a little bit later, knowing it's so deep. It's been said they could get a starter as late as round three at the tackle position.
Yeah, it is a tackle-heavy draft. That could happen. I do think they want to get better offensively. They want to surround E.J. Manuel with a lot of support. I can think of nothing that would give him more support than a stud tackle, left side or right side. I know they love Cordy Glenn a lot on the left side.
Right.
I think they would go a long way towards solidifying E.J. Manuel in this offense. But let's face it, Chris, we are about 11 weeks away from the draft. Things are going to change. We don't know who's going to be there when the Bills draft, on May 8th.
Friday here in Indy will bring some of the higher profile names to the podium as the quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs will be coming through, including Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, Sammy Watkins, the talented receiver from Clemson, and Kelvin Benjamin, and a host of others. With John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for BuffaloBills.com Combine coverage presented by Napa.